The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. J.C. Lee Dugard was in the fifth grade, walking to the school bus from her home near South Lake Tahoe, California, wearing pink stretch pants and a windbreaker. It was just after 8 a.m. as her stepfather watched her leave. And as he watched, he saw a gray sedan pull a U-turn in front of his daughter, saw a man and a woman scoop her up, heard her scream, and watched the car speed away. He tried to follow on a bicycle, but she was gone. That was in 1991. A story like this never has a happy ending, but it's safe to say nobody expected this ending. More in a moment. J.C. Lee Dugard was 11 years old when she was kidnapped, and until yesterday, her parents could only imagine what she might look like at the age of 29. But they don't have to imagine anymore. On Tuesday, a campus police officer at Berkeley had noticed a man acting strangely, handing out religious literature and accompanied by two children. He started talking to the man, found out he was a parolee, and contacted his parole agent. The man's name was Philip Craig Garrido, a registered sex offender who'd served time for rape. The parole agent ordered him to report in, and he did, with his wife Nancy, the two young children, and a young woman named Alyssa. But the young woman's name wasn't really Alyssa. Garrido allegedly confessed that she was, in fact, J.C. Lee Dugard, the girl who'd been kidnapped 18 years ago. And those two girls with her were her daughters, conceived with him, and kept with their young mother in tents and sheds, one of which was soundproofed in his backyard in Antioch, a 3.5-hour drive from where J.C. had been kidnapped 18 years ago. But there's more, because you see, Garrido has a blog, and he'd invented a machine that let him create voices in other people's heads. He even brought a detective to his house to verify his claims. I contacted that detective. You'll hear his story on the next Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, August 28th, 2009.